Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming at you all together live and twice as ugly from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick off today by going straight to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing today there, boss?
All right, just fine. Bill, how are you doing today, man?
I had a very good day today. I'm sore, right? And I didn't want to go to the... But when I was in the martial arts class today, we actually discussed using martial arts to create space if you're carrying a gun. And that was interesting. That was interesting because, you know, I'm not going to sit back there and go, oh, of course, you know, I'm Bruce Lee, and then and duke it out with too many people. If they're really close, I might use some sort of a strike to get them off of me.
Right.
But and if they're really close and I have to actually go to some sort of a grapple, I'm going to do whatever I have to do with that because we do a couple of close-in chokes that are sort of cool. I didn't know they existed. But today we were just creating space. And it was interesting to consider because, you know, when I think about a fight in the street and I look at my fellow students in the class, I don't think sometimes they quite get what might happen in the street, or you know, I guess combat might be a pretty good analog, but combat is where you're actually out there thinking, hey, I'm going to go around this corner, there's going to be somebody hostile, I'm going to have to light them up. That's already in your head. Versus being out on the street, walking around, looking for a coffee shop. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, but I mean, I think what, you know, your observations are just based on your age and experience, right? I mean, what's the average age of the people you're getting this read on?
There's a few of them that are in their 30s.
Whoa.
The ones that are actually more likely to be in a place where something bad happens, because when something bad happens, because I don't stay out late at night, you know.
Check this out, man.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I just had a very serious thought in respect to what you're saying.
Okay.
And it brings up one interesting point. You know, basically your observation of these individuals in that environment lead you to believe that they are not prepared for the actual reality of having to do violence or do something about the violence happening, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so dig this. My thought is, why do people think it is such a huge gap to jump when you have to jump it? Did you follow that?
Yes.
I mean, I don't understand why people think it's so difficult. And I'll give you a perfect example in my experience is using cover and concealment properly. And in respect to any number of actual physical positions that you would have to fight from, the understanding is your choice of cover is going to dictate your physical fighting position.
Sure.
Are you with me?
I am.
Okay, so now dig this. People don't do it properly because, and I'm not saying, well, generally, you know, there's a percentage of them that are lazy,
right.
But not everybody has the time, energy, or resources to set it up legit because it's cost intensive. You know, the logistics of it. Even just building, you know, basic barricades today is off the chart. 2x4s and plywood, but dig this. I'm never really too harsh on anyone in respect to the proper use of cover or concealment, respectively. You know why? Because what I know is when the time comes, you'll either start using it properly or suffer outright. You know what I mean? It's not a leap of the imagination. I've seen it happen, you know, and it's not. I guess what I'm saying is it's really not that big of a deal that people have a tendency to make it out to be. You know what I mean?
I do.
As long as you're doing the right thing at the right time, every time, in respect to your physical security and safety, the chances are you're going to be bypassed as a hard target anyway.
Right.
Unless you just happen to get collected up in a mass casualty type gig.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully if that happens, you're able to have that thought process and do something about it while all of that unfolds. But let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, okay?
Okay. Am I off base, dude, or what?
No, I don't think you're off base. I think that I might be a little bit off base, but let me explain to you what I see, and then you can tell me if maybe I'm just having a bad read on it.
Okay.
So when I go to a gun class, like, say, tactical response, and they go, fight! And, you know, there'll be some people out there that are just drawing their gun out there and going, pop, pop. Right? Now, that's
not
to me.
They're shooting a target.
They're shooting a target. They're not fighting.
Right.
In their mind, they're not fighting. I see these drills in the martial arts class. So we'll get up and we'll be doing a blocking drill where somebody's going to throw a back fist at your head, and you got to block it with your glove. Well, before long, the guy that is throwing the back fist is throwing the back fist at the glove because that's what's going to block it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that is the defender is not really defending his head anymore. And
See,
in that kind of a drill, that's sort of crucial because, you know, you can condition your body, you can condition your muscles, you can get stamina, and you do all this stuff. You cannot toughen your head.
Okay. So are you seeing all of this happen?
Well, I'm watching.
I mean, I'm just curious because...
Well, I've been in the middle of a 40...
Are you participating in the class?
Oh, absolutely, I'm participating in the class. But, I mean, I've got a 46-year layoff with open-heart surgery in my background. So while I'm not quite up to speed yet, but I am doing the exercise, I'm just not doing it on people. I'm hitting heavy bags right now. But while they're doing it on people, I'm watching, and I'm asking questions.
All right. Okay, well, dig this. Is the staff or the instructors making adjustments?
Well, they're trying to.
See these things happen?
They're trying to, but you know, you got multiple players in there. You got
I understand
a bunch of guys paired off.
Okay, well, I guess my advice under your immediate circumstances would be if you have an opportunity, you know, if you feel that strongly about it, why don't you talk to the instructor staff?
Oh, well, you know.
If they would mind if you, you know, help. You know, critique or something.
Oh, I'm so far beyond. I'm so far. I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break, and I'll explain why I'm not doing that. I'm just making observations. But Super Dave, of course, you can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. See what he's got going on. He's been moving around a little bit. I don't know, but we might find out about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And let me clarify something. See, I have knowledge. I have, you know, I was in the martial arts for right about 10 years when I stopped practicing the martial art. And then I joined the Army. But, I mean, I have knowledge. So that knowledge is still with me today. And I can still see things as they happen, and I can still see
No, I understand that, dude.
Right.
What I needed to understand was how you had the opportunity, you know, if you were part of the gig, and how did you have the opportunity and the time to make all these observations if you were supposed to be focused on what you were needing to be doing in your time and space?
Well, in my time and space, I'm circling a bag and throwing kicks or punches or combos at the bag.
I know. You explained that to me, bro. I get it now.
The observation comes when all of my muscles cramp up on me.
You got to take a break.
Yeah, and then I got to do two deep squats or something. And while I'm doing the deep squats to get everything done, unwind just a little bit so I can go back to my... I'm just looking. I'm watching. Because,
well, let me ask you this. Yes. What are you doing in addition to... Have you got a good daily stretching regimen going?
That's debatable. I mean, I'm doing what I know to do, but I've got problems that I didn't have before. Like, I've got hip problems that just from the hip flexors.
Yes, of course you're going to do it in respect to what you can do safely. But still, I mean, you know, stretching and, you know, your stretching and warm-up is critical, bro. Because if you're cramping now during the execution part, it's possible you're a little dehydrated or you're not warming up properly.
Well, I'm taking Lasix. So taking Lasix means I really have to hydrate.
I don't understand what that means, dude. What do you mean, Lasix?
Lasix is a medication they give heart patients to keep them from building up. If you have heart issues, sometimes it will swell and then go back in, and then that releases fluid into your body. And if it sits, it will literally encircle your heart and your lungs, and you'll be short of breath.
Whoa.
And everything. Lasix keeps you from retaining that fluid. So I've had a couple of episodes of that happening.
Mm.
So I take Lasix, and Lasix keeps that from happening. But the problem with Lasix, of course, is that it is dehydrating me by design. So I'm trying to find the right concoction of hydration and electrolyte that I can drink before I go and while I'm there to sustain it. Now, the other day, he turned on a light bulb on my head because apparently I was doing something in my posture as I was coming in that was causing my lower back to just cramp horribly, and that was I was leaning in over my legs.
Right.
And that's primarily because I'm not as loose as I used to be, but I am loosening up slowly. But then today I was straight up and down doing what I had, you know, not straight up and down, but I was in the proper crouch and everything and getting low with my legs versus bending over. And I didn't have that issue. So in regards to why I don't offer the critique, most everybody in there is actually a rank or two or three above me. So until I can get in, until I get into
the bottom,
moment,
brother.
Well. Until I can get into a moment when I start free sparring these guys, we'll see what they think.
Yeah, we'll find some stuff out.
We'll see what they think. We'll see what I think. I mean, it's the hard part is me taking the mechanics that I'm capable of using right now and applying it to the knowledge that I have on how to get out of the way of things and bridge gaps and. All these other
things. You'll figure it out, bro.
Yeah.
Trust me, man.
But what I was saying, though, is that I think sometimes with people that are training in anything, whether it's the martial arts or guns, sometimes they seem to almost be going through the motions and trying to copy what they see. Would you agree with that?
From a formative stage, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should never underestimate the value of the visual impression.
Right.
And I've never received, you know, I kind of run in some high-end circle of shooters, and I've never received, like, shooting lessons from them.
Right.
Like, verbal. But whenever I have an opportunity to shoot with them, I watch everything they do. And I pay attention to not only what they're doing, but how they're doing it to come to the conclusion of why they're doing it in that manner based on the results they deliver. You see what I mean?
I do.
You can learn so much more if you just be quiet, and observe. But see, therein lies another issue. Do you know what to observe? Do you know how to observe in the first place? And, you know, what's your attention span? How long is your attention span? How much do you know of about what you're watching to surmise, you know, whatever direction you want to go? But for real, that left an indelible imprint on my mind back in the day when I had that epiphany moment where I was like, okay, just keep your mouth shut and observe and pay attention.
Right.
And you would be amazed at the things that you can pick up on to ask about later. You know, hey, man, I observed you do this. What's your thoughts behind that, man? Why are you doing this like that? And you'd be surprised, man. People, you know, generally want to help you out, and they'll tell you.
Yeah.
But they're not going to tell you if, you know, you don't know how to ask, I guess. If you don't know what to ask, how can anybody answer you?
Well, I think, you know, I've observed this when I was in Steve's RDS class. There were some people that just were absolutely starstruck by Steve. And they would not ask him any questions. They couldn't perform. And Steve asked him, what's the problem? And they were like, well, you're Steve Fisher. And he's like, I know. I hope that's what would draw you. But we got some stuff you got to learn. And, you know, I guess when you go...
Well, I mean, were these like your average bare entry-level dudes or what?
I think they were pretty entry-level. But I tell you what, coming up on the next break, we'll talk about that when we get back to it. Because the knowing how to ask part, I think, is a very important part of this learning curve. Super Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. You can find him on Facebook as either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington, depending on which one you're looking for. On the Dave Harrington page, you'll get some really good guitar riffs, if that's your cup of tea. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans earned more but spent less last month. Government figures out Thursday show personal income rose 0.5% in May, while personal spending was only up 0.2%. The gain in income was the same in April, while the bump in spending was less than April's 0.6% gain. The Supreme Court rules that the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't have broad authority to regulate carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Appearing on Fox News, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he agrees with the decision.
I think that when people start to scream that the earth is falling, they have to go back to the fact that for many years, these agencies have been running amok. They've tried to regulate in areas where they've lacked power to do so.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. the Supreme Court gives a Biden administration a victory.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Thursday says the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sweden and Finland are poised to join NATO as new members of the military alliance. Their request came after Russia invaded Ukraine earlier this year. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says he's confident U.S. lawmakers will approve those countries into the alliance.
We've seen 30 diverse nations come together with one goal, and soon to be 32. I'm pleased to see that we're going to have Finland and Sweden quickly get confirmed in the U.S. Senate.
NATO membership requires approval from all the countries in the alliance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And he just got to a crucial point, because asking questions in a class, whether it's especially in a shooting class, is, I think that's sort of crucial, because you may not know the answer to that question when you ask it, but maybe everybody else doesn't know the answer to that question either, and just it either hasn't occurred to them to ask it, or they're afraid to ask it. So how do you make these guys relax when it's you?
Well, the fact of the matter is, that's a good question, man. When I kick off a gig, I kind of hit the ground running. There's not a lot of downtime. Okay? Based on, well, I always keep the value of visual impression in the forefront of my mind. People, you know, whether they have the skill to emulate you or not is beside the point. They're still going to want to. But you have to lead by example. And that's the whole key. That's my key, is leading by example. And letting them understand, well, one, you've got, no matter who you are or what your rep is, you have to immediately gain an individual's trust. Okay?
Right.
Now, from a cadre level standpoint, I feel that's the most important thing an instructor can do from the very beginning, is to set the example by leading by example, and, you know, be able to clearly articulate and get your point across. That is huge in respect to eliminating questions that could be asked, because of your ability to communicate clearly and concisely. Right?
Right.
But in order to get people to ask questions from the direction you're coming from, they have to trust you. You have to have somehow gained their trust and shown them that the knowledge that you have value, and they will want to know what that knowledge is when they need it most and ask a question about anything specific. You see what I mean? And
yes.
I'll take it one level further, okay? By gaining an individual's trust in respect to establishing your credibility as well as your on-demand shooting ability is huge. The thing is, you have to, if you're going to have a positive influence on that individual, you have to really kind of get into their head to the extent that they are willing to adjust their belief system and take what you have to offer for what it is and believe in it. Believe it will work, because that makes it worth doing. You see what I mean?
I do.
Now, I know I kind of went a little metaphysical there, but
I think the next level of thought process
that goes into what I do.
I think I being able to create that faith that what you're, the information and the technique you're trying to bestow upon them is an improvement over what they got. Being able to install
it. Yeah, you won't know that until they use it.
Right.
But dig this. I always keep in my mind, I've got 2 days. So what's important? Now dig this. You know, I appreciate everybody that has any interest in doing any type of training with me. That's cool. But dig this. What I have to deal with in respect to accomplishing their wants and needs or their goals, I've got 2 days to compress 30-something years of experience into. So I've got to do a serious pick and choose what's important based on what my real-time read is on what that individual does or doesn't know, or what that individual can or cannot do. You see what I mean?
I do.
And it's, I guess you could say, in a sense, I have a formula for that. I'm not going to go into it, but I've got an experience-based formula that helps me do the math in real time in order to have a positive influence. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I mean, I think, especially in the gun school space, you got three kinds of students. You got the newbies, you got the ones that are really starting to get into it, and then you got your very seasoned guys. They might be competitors, they might be LEO, they might be military.
Right.
You know, maybe
one more category, dude.
What's that?
One more category, training junkies.
Training junkies.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
They're out there.
Okay. These are people that just come to collect as many hours as they can underneath the course.
Well, the training junkies in my mind are the dudes that are, you know, have some form of competent income, living, standard of living.
Right.
They're really into the gun thing, and you know, they go, you know, go and do a training gig like once a quarter is no problem for them. You know what I mean? They can afford to do that.
Right.
And if I could afford to do it, I would do it myself. But the training junkies bring a special kind of pain with them. They will generally, the good ones will apply themselves and perform extremely well. The flip side of that coin, the downside is the guys aren't that good.
Right.
Because they can afford to go to these training gigs all the time, that's cool. But they don't practice, bro. It's like going to a training gig is their practice. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
Did you follow me on that one? I do.
So you're, yeah. Whenever I come away from a class, the next thing I'm thinking is, okay, I'm not going to shoot 1,000 rounds a weekend, but I'm going to shoot a couple hundred, you know, every 2 weeks or so. And I'm going to try to practice these things that I've been taught, and I'm going to try to stay the way, I'm going to try to feel the way I felt, feel that pressure where my elbows are in, or feel that draw stroke the way I was feeling it then. And just try to continue to replicate that without getting and developing any bad habits.
Right.
As I do it. But, I mean, yeah, I don't, I'm not one of those that are going to sit there and just go to training and say, well, okay, shot my 1,000 rounds. That's a whole bunch. Hang on for me one more time. We're coming up on the break. Super Dave Harrington, you can find out what he's got going on at combatspeed.com. Very much a work in progress. He also has a YouTube channel, which is also Super Dave Harrington. That's pretty easy. One name finds him in everything that he's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. We've been just discussing being a good student. I'm trying to be a good student right now. I'm trying to, and I'll you know, I need to up my game. I think if I up my game on the martial arts, that would be a very good boon to my shooting.
Absolutely.
Because I'm discovering things the painful way. That's the only way it works, bro. Yeah. I'm working towards working on the footwork and the torque and the punches and everything, and I forgot how many muscles get involved when you throw like an overhand right or a jab or a back fist.
It's a total body effort, man.
Yeah, all kinds of things coming in if you're doing it right.
The hardest straight right I can throw starts in the big toe of my right foot.
Right. Right, so I mean it all comes into play, I guess, and I'm just trying to keep abreast of it and stay
well,
with
one
it.
One thing I'd like to caution you about, man.
Yes.
Is, and this is going to sound like so much hogwash because we hear it all the time, but it's true. You got to stop being so hypercritical of yourself, man. Give yourself a chance, bro. You know going in, the suck factor is going to be very high.
Right.
But the more you, dude, I've been going through that with this AFib thing and just exercising. You know, I can exercise. I found where the doctor says, don't overexert yourself. I found out where that's at. But I still exercise to that point every day.
Right.
You see what I mean? And I'm not going to do anything more than what I'm able to until they fix my heart. So that's cool. But you got to accept that. You know what I mean? You got to kind of do an assessment, bro. Do an assessment of where you're at and all things considered. Marry that up against your goals, if you have those in your mind's eye, or written down, preferably written down, and balance it out, man. Throw yourself a bone. And look at what your timeline is, because that's going to have a direct impact on your expectations. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your expectations are pretty much going to dictate the timeline you give yourself. So make sure that you're not being hypercritical. Throw yourself a bone if you have to. And make sure that you've kind of done an assessment and have an accurate timeline to critique improvement.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just going to wind up chasing your tail and stopping all involvement when you get completely frustrated with it.
Indeed. Well, I mean, that so far I have managed to not have this occur. Because I have pulled a muscle or two. I am sore all the
right.
time. And I
but
get
that'll
there.
That'll go away, bro.
It will. Well, I mean, the thing to do is to understand that the soreness is, these are muscles that have been dormant for a decade or two, you know. I mean, since I've been in radio and it's been sedentary, I have to help them wake up, and I have to understand that they're grouchy.
Right. I get it. Totally get it. But you get in a good daily stretching regimen, and all that will go away. Because the first thing you need to do is restore proper circulation to them.
Right.
You're not going to do anything beneficially until you restore full, you know, circulation.
I'm hopeful.
But it's all synergistic, man. It all works together.
Right.
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that thing over there, and pow.
Now, one thing I did notice when I went out, I got to shoot, I got a new Chambers gun this past week, and it was 45 ACP. And as I was out there, my shoulders and my traps and everything, they felt better coming up and putting the gun in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
They felt steadier because of the martial arts.
Oh, because of your, because of your involvement. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I went from shooting at center mass to shooting headshots, which are little small triangular plates, and I was doing pretty good.
On purpose?
On purpose, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, dude, dig it. I asked because you, with your improved muscular condition,
right,
that may affect where you mount the gun or your head position. So from a slack muscle hitting center to a taut muscle hitting in the head, I wanted to know if you were doing that visually or physically because of the way you feel. You see what I mean?
I do.
Because being, stiffed up isn't conducive to, shooting as well as you can.
Now
go ahead.
I felt pretty good. I felt pretty good.
That's good, too, because, I've been off of a steady diet of 45 ACP for so long. I still have my BCM 1911 gunfighters that I air out at least once a quarter. And I'll take them to the berm and put in a, 300 to 500 round workout.
Right.
My hands and forearms are smoked for a couple of days. Because I'm not used to, muscularly used to managing that deep recoil thump.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a much more, I don't know, to me, the way I describe it is it has more of a resonance, more of an effect. And, dude, I feel it, man. Even after 300 to 500 rounds, I'm smoked.
Yeah,
you got to stay on top of that, man, with weightlifting and, dumbbell workouts.
I just
keep your forearms and your hands strong.
Well, I see a lot of you guys that shoot much more than I do. Like, Steve wraps his wrists and his hands, and he just had his hands operated on. Do you I've seen you with your wrists wrapped. Is this because...
Well, I wear... those are my power bands.
Okay.
Those are just a pair of sweat bands.
Gotcha.
but I call them my power bands.
I like it. I like it. Sounds like you're a superhero. Super
day. Keep my wrists warm, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does, because I threw a punch today. The first punch I threw, my wrist, my fist sort of contracted and went bunched up, and my wrist went up in the air, and that was because I was cold and I was hitting it a little too hard. And
where are you? You're not wrapped? Your hands aren't wrapped?
I'm wearing gloves.
Yeah, but are your hands wrapped?
Yeah, but I'm not like I'm going to be in a prize fight or something. No, this is just a...
Dude, should be, though.
Well, they probably, in my case, they should at the very least.
I mean,
I agree.
Do a set of wraps and have somebody show you how to wrap your hands properly, because, dude, I'm telling you, bro, I've seen this movie. With the amount of time I've got on speed bags, heavy bags, and fighting, you've got to wrap your hands, man.
Okay.
Well, otherwise, you're going to wind up breaking your hands or your wrist.
Well, we can't have that, because then I wouldn't be able to twist the knob and turn you up. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bell. Take care, man.
It's always my pleasure. Super Dave Harrington. Also, the host at Trigger Time TV. Go check him out there. Coming up next, hour number two is inbound. It's just going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.